AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump over his efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election. Sagar Magani has the latest.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote last month the interactions between the two men amounted to official conduct, for which Trump is at least presumptively immune from prosecution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 200 staffers for four previous Republican presidential nominees have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris's White House bid. In an open letter, they call on moderate Republicans and conservative independents to join them, saying a second Trump presidency will hurt real everyday people. A hostage rescue in Gaza, Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military says it was a complex and complicated operation in southern Gaza, but not giving too many more details. They just say that the man was rescued from a tunnel. He has been identified as a 52-year-old member of Israel's Bedouin Arab community. His name is Kaid Farhan Al-Qadi. We know he has a large family. He has 11 children, and we are seeing very joyous, dramatic images of his family greeting him at a hospital in southern Israel.
President Biden's top Mideast advisor held talks with Qatari leaders on negotiations between Israel and Hamas. And more Russian missile and drone attacks on Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky says some were shot down by F-16 fighter jets before reaching their targets. This is AP News. Consumer confidence is up. The Conference Board says its index rose to 103.3 this month. It measures Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Bank of America says July rent payments by its small business clients were up 11% year over year, more than twice the increase for renting a home. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up to another record high in a mixed day of trading for Wall Street. The Dow eked out a gain of just 9 points. That's less than 0.1%. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 0.2%. The parent company of the Paramount Movie Studio fell more than 7%. That came after Edgar Bronfman Jr., the former head of Warner Music Group, abandoned his bid to buy the company. That cleared the way for another media company, Skydance, to buy Paramount. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 3.83%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.